live from our living room, it's From Long Distance to Marriage with Andrea and Rich. We're a once long-distance couple who closed 5,000 miles of distance and made it through to marriage.
We talk long-distance, marriage, and relationships.
Hi, everyone. I want to record a podcast, and my husband's trying to figure out how much a jar of jelly beans weighs. He actually said the words to me tonight, right? If we can find out some information on the weight of these jelly beans, we might have a chance.
There are flights to be won.
Yeah, we could win two tickets.
Anywhere in the world.
That a certain airline flies.
It's WestJet. There's no sponsorship. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, but I don't want them to get free publicity off of us.
From the millions of people listening to our podcast?
Yes.
Well, what's the worst to happen? They start sponsoring us.
I guess that could happen. So,
win those jelly beans.
You want to win the jelly beans?
Yeah, well, I want to win the tickets.
You want the jelly beans, don't you? Right, hello and welcome to episode 23 of From Long Distance to Marriage. As you can see, marriage is a lot of work and mainly babysitting a husband. Anyways, what are we talking about this week? You were supposed to bring this in, but I had to.
I was busy.
Because you were busy researching jelly beans. He actually said the words tonight. I'm going to say something and someone's going to join in. Alexa, how much does a jelly bean weigh? She's piping up.
The average weight of a jelly bean is 0.0317 ounces.
So then he starts...
This is maths.
Oh. So then he starts trying to figure it out. Anyways, babe, bring us in. It's episode 23. What are we talking about this week?
We're talking about nudes and privacy and staying safe online.
Yes.
There we go.
You remembered. You managed to pull your head out of the jelly bean game and get involved in our podcasting. So, yeah, we're talking about
nudes. Staying safe and privacy.
Yeah, and kind of how, really, nudes can be part, a really big, well, not a really big part, I don't want to say that, but they can be a common part of a long-distance relationship in particular.
Well, nudes have taken on, like, a new life, but, you know, I was reading something the other day that the police were talking about this, where... the proliferation of smartphones and apps like Snapchat and everything. They're now really commonplace in schools, and there was a really sad story I read about this girl who... I don't know if she was encouraged to take them, but a boy said, you know, send them to me and I promise I won't show you. Everyone else is doing it, and they're using peer pressure, so everyone else is doing it. If you don't, I'll tell everyone you did or something. So she did, and then he showed all his friends, and she was basically tricked into it, and it was the police shared this on Twitter. Or is a police woman who did and said, you know, she's got a daughter and to have that conversation. And so I think nudes now, the conversation 10 years ago may have been, you know, different because they were sort of rarer, I suppose. And I think now everyone's taking nudes.
Yeah. I mean, I'm so glad we grew up at a time when we did, when, I mean, you know, having being able to get your photos online was a bit of a struggle and, you know, it wouldn't have been... realistic for someone to say, like, in our day, how you send me a nude, I'd be like, I've got to find a digital camera, I've got to...
Well, because even when, I think our phones in Europe had video messaging a bit earlier than what you had, but it was still not easy, because you, what's it? Like, the cameras weren't very good, so they're really grainy, and then this was still before apps existed, so you had the picture, but you couldn't Snapchat it, you couldn't WhatsApp it, so... Most phones at the time had, you could send multimedia.
And you had to pay extra.
And it was really expensive.
Yeah.
So you weren't sending nudes unless you really fucking liked that person if you were sending nudes. But the pictures were shit. And now, like you said, you know, it may have been digital camera, upload it to laptop. Like, now it's so easy and commonplace.
Yeah. And also, I think, you know... if we were to send one another a provocative photo back in the day, it was through email.
Well, for context, though, we didn't. When, you know, we did later on. Like, those first 3 years, I don't think we did.
Oh, yeah, there was no real way. I mean, realistically, I would have had to, like, buy... I didn't have a digital camera. I would have had to, like, buy a disposable camera and, like,
you couldn't have got that on...
Well, I would have had to go and get it developed. Like, not that I would have.
And
then scan it.
Yeah. So, I mean, before we were... That... 17 to 20 period, we didn't send any. Oh, no, you know what? You know how we took pictures then for like MySpace profiles and we were on DeviantArt was webcams.
Oh yeah, true.
So these were like 2 or 3 pixels at best.
I don't even think at that time I had a webcam though. Like, I know people did, but I don't think I
yeah,
did.
Yeah, that's what I had.
Some of my friends did. And so, you know, for the like people, artsy selfies.
For the people listening to this who are 18, 19, 20.
This was on dial-up as well. No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't dial-up, but it's just, I think it's really hard to fathom that the technology that's so prolific now did not exist.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess morally, do you think there's anything wrong with nudes?
It all depends on the content. If we're talking about, like what I said before,
yeah,
when you're at school and if
you're being pressured.
Especially if you're young, you know.
But I guess, assume... Then, yeah,
if you're in a relationship, I think age is a massive factor in this.
So wait, what did you... The other day, you said you found the highest demographic of people listening to our podcast, and that was females between what ages?
18 and 35.
Okay, so let's assume we're talking to an 18 to 35-year-old woman. So it's unlikely that she's at school.
I don't think moral's the right word. I think it's about being sensible. Is if you're sure you want to do it, but think what are the potential consequences.
Yeah, so that is the huge
who
thing.
Who am I sending this to? And not just, oh, I think I trust. Everyone thinks they trust someone. You know, if you didn't trust anyone, not as many people would get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But
the other thing too.
Have they proven that they're trustworthy? That how will you send it to me? Is it email, which will last forever? Is it a Snapchat, which at least tells you that they've taken a screenshot, and you can say, what the fuck are you taking a screenshot for? It gives you a little bit more control. It's not foolproof, but you have a little bit more control.
I mean, I know for me, like, I was, you know, to be fair to you, you really didn't pressure me at all, and you didn't even ask until we've been speaking for months and months and months if I'd consider sending you, and it wasn't even a nude. You just wanted a sexy photo.
Oh, that's right.
And yeah. I think I sent you, like, a little bit of cleavage.
Yeah.
Like, not, you know, not even full on anything.
It's positively Victorian.
It was, but I was safe. And look, nothing bad happened to me. Part of that's because you were good and weren't going to do anything sleazy. Well,
and this
but...
is the other thing is, just on the subject of trust, I mean, I'd say if you're sending these to someone in school, there's probably a higher likelihood that their friends are going to see them.
Yeah, and those people you know then.
But
yeah.
Also, again, nowadays, compared to when we were talking, there are now websites or more websites where you can upload, you know, you've now got this whole revenge porn movement. I don't want to say movement, but you know what I mean.
Occurrence phenomenon.
Occurrence, yeah. You've got websites about my girlfriend. If you're sending a nude video, there are, you know, the porn websites are full of real girlfriends, amateurs, my ex, this, that, and the other. Yeah. So there are potential lasting consequences of it that you don't think about in the heat of the moment, or you think, and I think behaviourally, we're so used to taking a quick picture that you think nothing of it. You don't think what are the ramifications of it. And I think when it comes to something, especially if you've, I think the easy thing is don't have your face in it.
That's what I was
unless
say.
You've got any tattoos or defining birthmarks.
You can Photoshop that out if you want, or even just spray paint, like, you know, with paint, just copy the color of your skin and blotch it out.
Yeah, exactly. So just if you're gonna do it, and I'd say err on the side of caution here and make yourself look as non-unique.
Nondescript.
Yeah, as possible.
I think also people need to... I think, you know, I mean, I don't know. I've always been of the opinion that if you're dating someone or romantically interested in someone beyond just sex, sex should wait a little while, not months or anything,
I agree.
You know, people have one night stands. That's never been my bag. But hey, if it is for someone and they're safe and they want to do that, you know, no judgment at all. But I think if you are dating someone and you want to see where it goes, you probably shouldn't sleep together on the first several dates. Few even.
Yeah,
whatever.
But I don't know if nudes fall into
right.
That.
So sorry, what I was getting at though was if you are talking to someone online, you haven't met them before. Maybe, you know, you met briefly, but you don't live in the same city or whatever. Treat it in the same way with nudes that I don't, you know, I want to talk to you, I want to get to know you a little bit more because...
The question is, why do you want them?
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, if you meet someone, you're romantically, sexually attracted.
Yeah, but I mean, so if you see what women are posting on social media, for example, women you're open at dating, they're quite open about the amount of dick pics they receive or how men... Will the first message will be hey, and then they'll immediately start requesting pictures. I think you're probably pretty stupid if you go, okay, like, I'll send these. But it, so you've got to take into consideration what the context is.
Now, I know that you're not a big dick pic sender. At least I hope you're not.
My favourite hobby.
But I have to ask, can you tap into the male psyche and tell me or tell us why men feel the urge to send unsolicited dick pics? Can
unsolicited? You... No, I don't know. I imagine it's because, like, we love getting pictures.
Of women? Dirty ones, I mean.
Yeah, so I suppose for some men there's the, I'm proud of my dick and I want you to see it and say, oh my God, put that inside me. And then there's probably also the hope that they're going to say, let me sit on that.
Or let me send you pictures back. Send you pictures back. So here's the thing, guys. If you're going to send an unsolicited dick pic, I have friends who have come into work at my old job and been like, oh my God, look what this guy sent me. The entire office, including directors, have been going, oh my God, why is he sending me this, looking at it?
I had one. I've told you this story.
You've had a dick pic?
Yeah. Years ago.
Someone said, went to
it. So you know.
You told me this?
Yeah, I've told you this. You know how, and this goes back to multimedia. This is still before.
Did someone sent the wrong number or something?
No.
Is there something I should know?
You know this story.
I don't remember this at all.
You know how when you're in public places and someone writes a phone number and it says,
oh, like, yeah, okay.
Call so-and-so for a good time.
Yeah.
And I remember when I was at school, people used to do that to people, and it wasn't them. It was, you know, just people sort of basically bullying them. And I thought, oh, I'll message this person and just say hi. Well, it turned
out... Wait, how old do you think you were?
I was at uni, so I was in my early 20s.
Okay, carry on with this fascinating tale. Is there a glory hole involved?
No, there's no glory hole, okay. But it said, you know, text or call, whatever.
It's 8675309.
I don't know whose number that is.
You don't know that number?
What is it?
Jenny, I got your number.
All right. Can I tell my story?
Yeah.
Anyway, so I messaged this person. And I don't even know what I said. It's something very innocuous. Yeah, just like, hi. Didn't hear back. Woke up the next morning, picked up my phone, and it's a dick pic. I was like, what the fuck? Didn't even have a conversation.
There must have been... That must...
But you know what the worst thing about that story is? That means he put it up there himself. But it wasn't his mate. He knew that any message that came to that number...
Yeah, so but that also means he had a separate phone for this. Because obviously if it's his main phone and someone...
Maybe he was a male whore. Like, maybe this is how he... solicited business. But yeah, so I've been on the receiving end of dick pics. It probably wasn't as intimidating back then because the screen was 2 inches. Nowadays it's like full to light.
Yeah, you can see veins and stuff now. Yeah, so anyways, that's something for men to bear in mind. I think, you know, if you're in a committed relationship and you trust the person, the likelihood is that a woman is not going to show her friends a naked picture of you. I've certainly never done that.
Well, I saw some at work the other day.
Someone was sharing pictures?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, you told me about this. Also, I think I was out with friends from work for a night out. Very, very drunk, so I may have misunderstood the situation, because I was off my face. I think that one of the guys was showing the other guys pictures of his wife, and I think that's really bad.
Yeah, so I think basically this all comes down to two things. One...
Don't be a dick.
Yeah, but one...
Don't be a dick pic.
Expect them to go around, or and I don't mean expect it as in
it should happen.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but more before you say anything, would I be happy for them to be showing around?
Yeah.
And two is I don't know what two was, but don't. No, oh yeah, no one likes unsolicited. No, men do like unsolicited naked women. But
yeah.
But yeah, you know, if you start sending unsolicited pictures, expect to be laughed at.
Yeah, and I think it's really horrible because when do you know that it's safe to send a picture to someone?
Well, but just before we move on to that, just while we're on this unsolicited thing, I think we need to just make it very clear here that no great relationship has ever been started, to the best of my knowledge, with an unsolicited dick pic.
Well, we don't know everyone, but I'd be inclined to agree.
Yeah, maybe we can put a poll out. I mean, imagine that story when your grandparents are like, oh, how did you two meet? Well... He sent me a picture of his old boy, and I just wanted to sit on it.
Old boy. Yeah, it's true. It's weird. But, yeah, so how... you know, if someone were to ask us, you know, is it okay to send this person an intimate photo of myself? Firstly, I think, yeah, definitely, at least to start with, don't have any with your face or any kind of recognizable marks on your body, whether that's a tattoo or a really noticeable birthmark or whatever. But what would you say next? Like, okay, it sounds legit. Like, how can you feel someone out to make sure that they're not, you know, making, I don't know.
I mean, it's a judgment call, isn't it?
Yeah, because people can lie. People can say, oh, of course I'm not going to do anything with it. And not only that, I mean, even if they don't have any intentions of sharing it with someone, what if someone gets a hold of their phone? Or, you know, what if they accidentally...
Well, people lose their phones every day.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, iCloud gets hacked, or yeah. They're on a... If they save that picture and it goes up to the cloud, yeah. And it's on the other devices, you know, any number
of things. This is what I'm saying. Like, loads of things can happen beyond human error. And you just have to be so careful. I mean, technology is meant to make our lives easier, but things do happen. Glitches do happen. It could be anything that could go wrong. So, I mean, there are apps, though, where you can keep things almost like a safe on your phone, aren't there? Like secret folders?
I think
folders?
Apple's now got that built in.
Okay.
But, yeah, so if you want to, you know, save pictures, there are sort of photo vaults. But, I mean, it's tough. I think if you're in a committed relationship and all that, that's a different conversation. Although, like you said, you know, you think your colleagues are showing pictures of his wife, there's still a chance of that kind of stuff happening.
Yeah. I could be wrong. He may not have been, but that was, again, the drunken impression.
But as far as into strangers, part of me kind of just feels like, and it's going to sound really old-fashioned, but like, have more respect for yourself. Like, if you don't know this, but do you want 5-10 people wandering around with your naked pictures and they've never even met you? Like, mm-hmm. Do they deserve those pictures? Have they earned them?
Yeah.
Like, what are you getting in return for them?
That is the thing I'm saying with the whole, like, waiting like you would to have sex. Like,
and this isn't a wait till marriage, look how religious, all this and that, but it's just, I suppose it's sensible and
I mean, you look, like, if you meet someone under a more normal circumstance, you meet them through friends, you meet them at work, whatever, you know, you're not going to just walk in on the first day and be like, here I am, here's all of me, take it or leave it.
But
like,
I do understand, though, that nowadays in particular, the way that, you know, technology is a bigger part of relationships and communication, nudes play their part in that sexual excitement and the build-up and everything. So I get that. So I'm not going to say don't send them.
Oh, no, that's not what we're saying at all.
I just want to make that clear.
Yeah.
But it's like, if you said, if you meet this person in real life and you've met them and there's a bit of a connection, sending nudes then is very different to someone sending you a message on Tinder and immediately you two sending naked pictures of each other. I think that's very different.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's so many different kind of circumstances. I mean, yeah, there is the Tinder thing, which I would never do that. But if you meet someone and you've been talking for a while and one thing leads to another, then that, hey, that's one thing. But if it's a matter of, even if you meet someone in a bar and then you trade numbers and that night, hey, send me a dirty picture, like, fuck no. Like, you shouldn't do that at that stage.
I don't want to say shouldn't, that's up to everyone, but
I'm saying you shouldn't because there's more risk associated, not morally or anything.
Yeah.
And also there's a bit of disrespect. You meet someone and straight away the first thing they ask, text you, is send me a naked picture.
But it's self-respect too. It's what, and I'm curious about this. If you're one of these people, then let us know and explain. Like, I struggle to understand why you would immediately want to start sending naked pictures to someone, to essentially strangers.
Yeah. What's the motivation behind that?
I think it's have more self-worth than that. Yeah. And again, this isn't about if you're actually in a long distance relationship that hasn't met, you know, you know, you don't feel like strangers. I'm talking very, very early on. Not maybe to rethink it.
Yeah. And you know, I mean, we are not by any means necessarily a Christian podcast. We don't tend to push Christian morals, but
we're not Christian.
Yeah. I'm not Christian. I'm not really anymore. But there is that respect yourself, and what's that saying? It's not necessarily a Christian saying, but, you know, nobody's going to buy the cow if you're giving milk away for free kind of thing. Like, you know, if you're trying to captivate someone's attention, I guess a real test if they want to stick around is to send them a nude and then see if they talk to you anymore. But, you know, that shouldn't be the way to find out.
And equally, I mean, how much do you expect someone to respect you?
Exactly, if they're asking for that
straight away. Well, no, not if they're asking for it. If you supply it, are they going to view you as marriage material?
Well, first of all, if someone asks you early on, it's very clear, like really early on. I mean, like,
no, I disagree there, because I think tapping into that male psyche again, we like to see naked women.
Yeah, but you shouldn't ask that early.
Well, we do.
But you shouldn't.
Well, we do. That's how we're
wired. You didn't.
It didn't exist. I would now.
No, but like, so after we took a break and didn't talk for a few years, or we talked as friends now and then, when we started talking again in October.
That was a different situation because you had the history. But I'm saying
it took you months to really actually ask me for one.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is someone asking for them. Because, yeah, they're probably not viewing you immediately as, I want to marry you one day and all this and that. But that doesn't mean the relationship won't go there. Like, a lot of relationships have been built on sex and passion. But, so I wouldn't say if they're asking for them, that's...
I'm not saying asking for them at all, but, like, straight away. Or, like, within the first couple of days. Like, I just think there's literally no value.
Yeah, fine, in the first couple of days, but...
You know how, I mean, you wouldn't even know someone's family, about their family or their favourite things in that amount of time.
Not everyone's going to want to do that, and it doesn't mean it can't go anywhere, and if you're just a...
It doesn't mean it can't go anywhere, but it doesn't mean you're protecting
especially
yourself.
Especially if you're quite young, in your teens, early 20s, and you're just generally quite horny, for want of a better word. You know, they're going to want to... Well, it's exciting.
Okay, I'm sorry. We're going to have to agree to disagree on this one, because in the first few days, learn to fucking control yourself.
Yeah, I'm not suggesting they
do. If you're that desperate to see a naked woman, go online and watch porn. Don't ask the person you've just started talking to if you can see nudes that early. It's really disrespectful.
It is disrespectful.
And a woman doing it to a man is just as disrespectful. I'm not...
But that's people's own business. That, you know, like, people have one-night stands. Not worrying about getting to know their families and all that kind of thing.
Yeah, I know that. But a one-night stand, people don't have proof of what you look like naked around their pocket.
This is the thing. So that's not a respect thing. That's about you thinking, actually, this isn't a good idea to actually send it.
It's very different, because a one-night stand... Again, no judgments at all. That is a situation where two people decide to enter into something, and that's absolutely fine. When you're doing... It becomes different when you have two people's intent around a naked photo. I might be sending that to you because I think you're going to look at it and, you know, masturbate over it or whatever. But your intent could mean, I'm going to show it to all my friends and stuff. There's so much more risk to that.
Yeah, but that's a separate conversation to why they would ask for it. You know, they're probably asking for it because they want to see it. They might see your profile picture and think, yeah, she's really hot, I want to see more. I don't think there's much wrong in asking for it.
I think the timing is very important.
It is important. And I imagine these people have a very low success rate in how many they get. But I don't see asking for them as a major problem. Yes, if you're the person being asked, you should probably think, well... It's not that respectful. What do they see me as?
So what you think is okay to ask, like, as soon as you start talking to someone, like, straight away, first couple of days?
I didn't say it's okay, I don't think, but I don't see it as a major problem to ask. If you just want to see them, like, you know, some women may see it as complimentary. Like, oh, they want to see more of me, that's great.
Even still, like, I can see it feeling complimentary, and obviously different women are going to have different feelings about this and different men, and that's okay, but... I think maybe I'm internalizing too much how I would feel in this situation. Normally, I don't really struggle too much with that. But with this, I do for some reason. I think there is flattery. Oh, great, this person wants to see me naked. Why have they asked me this, like, already? Don't they want to get to know me a little bit more? Like,
well, then maybe they don't. Or maybe you don't. I mean,
then they don't deserve it. Like you said earlier, do they deserve it?
Yeah, do they deserve it? What's the situation? Are you just on somewhere like Tinder, which is essentially just there for hooking up? If you're meeting them on Match.com and you're supposed to be fostering a relationship,
yeah, I mean,
then that's different.
Yeah, I guess
different.
That's the other thing, like, that I can't really answer because things like Tinder weren't around. I mean, there was, like, plenty of fish, but even that was supposed to be more highbrow. It wasn't really, but, you know, I never... Yeah, I don't know. I just worry about what's going to happen to people.
Yeah, bear in mind also that if he's asking you for them, he's asking other people for them.
Probably, yeah. Especially if it's
very
early on.
There's no probably about it. that if someone's on Tinder or they're doing this and they're approaching women, they're not only asking you, and don't feel flattered in that sense. Like, oh, he sees me better than all the others. No, you are just one of the others.
Yeah.
And that's a serious point to consider, is he's not just got your pictures, he's got all these other women. And
you're just part of the wank bank.
Yeah, and do you see yourself as better than that or not?
Yeah. But again...
And you know, I think, especially with youth, and this isn't a new issue, I think the technology's just changed how it's done, but I think historically even, some people can feel pressured. If I don't do this, he'll go with someone else, mm-hmm. or she'll go with someone else. And in that situation, fuck him. Like, let him go. Like, you don't sacrifice your own dignity and self-worth to keep someone, because then they're not worth it anyway. But I think what nudes have now entered that conversation. Well, if, you know, in keeping with my tradition of making up names, like, oh, you know, Tara sent me pictures of herself. If you can't do that, then...
Tara.
I don't know where Tara's come from. But, you know what I mean? Like, don't think, oh, I need to do it. And I think this ties in with that story I mentioned earlier that the policewoman shared, was they said, you know, all the other girls are doing it. And you think, oh, well, I need to do it as well. Well, you will be seen as something different in a good way by being the one not doing it.
Maybe not at that moment, but...
You'll be the one that people think... Then you've got the mystery, you've got the intrigue, you're a stronger person than the others, and eventually that's going to attract the right people.
Yeah, and that's such a hard one, though, because at that age, you know, that's a completely separate conversation of, like, self-worth and valuing yourself, and at that age, you were not in that place. You were so desperate to fit in that you'll do...
But there's an old saying that... The chase is better than the catch.
Yeah.
And I think that's true. And I think it doesn't mean they're going to keep trying and keep trying. That's all they want from you. But being told no can be quite a nice...
Sexy.
Yeah, you think, okay, what have I got to do here? Like, oh, you know, you're interesting. There's more to you than tits. All the other girls or boys that are just giving that up, if that's all you're asking for, then you get it. There's nothing left.
Mm-hmm.
I was going, no, you know, maybe in a month or whatever. Then it's a different dynamic. And then you take on quite a lot of the power in that relationship.
But then what about in a month they get it and it's okay, I'm done now?
Well, maybe they don't get it in a month. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
And as you said, do they stick around for that month or do they think, oh, fuck it, I'll get it somewhere else? But it's a good saying, you know, the chase is better than the catch. And then you just think, do I want to be this catch that's here immediately? Because... If that's not as good as the chase, it's not as good as the journey's the fun bit and the excitement in that journey, and they're getting to know each other. Or I could give it all up on day one, be just like all the other people giving up on day one, and then they're off looking for the next one.
Yeah. I think if it comes down to it, if you are not at all concerned about what happens with your photo, whether or not your face is in it,
I would ask yourself why you wouldn't be concerned of that.
Well, maybe people are a bit, not in a bad way, but exhibitionist a little bit.
Yeah, but there are going to be people you don't want seeing it.
Yeah.
You may not want all his mates seeing it or her mates seeing it, but do you want someone getting hold of him saying, if you don't give me £100, I'm going to send it to your mum?
Yeah.
Because your mum's not going to be hard to find on Facebook. Your nan's not going to be hard to find.
You know? Okay, so maybe, you know, without your face in it then, kind of thing. Like.
Yeah, look, if something you want to do...
That's your business.
How about it?
Yeah.
You know, just think it through first. But, yeah, if you are an exhibitionist, you know, if you aspire to be a stripper or whatever, then
well, I don't think it's okay to assume that people who are exhibitionists want...
No, but what I'm saying is there are people in those jobs who enjoy that. I know that we've had online conversations with people following our porn episode who basically have the opinion that anyone in porn has been... sex trafficked and they shouldn't be there and it's evil to... And we're not those people. We're pro porn, we're pro nudity, pro strippers.
Responsible porn.
Responsible porn, not pro traffickers. So what I'm saying is, you know, those... I would imagine a lot of the people who did get there voluntarily are there because they enjoy sex, they feel empowered, they enjoy their sexuality, their bodies and their skin. So I don't mean it in a derogatory sense. If, you know, if you aspire to be a stripper or in porn and, you know, using your body... If you're cut from that cloth, then great. Just think about the consequences or potential consequences.
Yeah. So I think, yeah, so it comes down to...
I always wonder that. If you're in porn, how do you have that comment? Like, Dad, like, just be careful when you're searching for something.
Yeah, that's a whole, that's not our bag. That's not our problem. But yeah, I think if you're okay with it, then just make sure you're doing it in ways that you're not fussed about. Yeah, if you are talking to someone new, you know, wait a little while. Make sure that you do trust this person. I mean, we're going to have an episode in the next few weeks about, you know, establishing and maintaining trust in relationships, but...
Maybe set the power balance up. Like, I'll send you a nude, but I want none of you first with your face in it. So at least you've got equal footing then. If they start pissing about and saying, I'm going to show this to everyone, you can say, well, I'm going to show this to everyone. And I'm going to Photoshop it so your dick looks smaller. You know, you
but if you just... But that's hard because you, like, maybe they don't send it. Or then, you know, what if they say, okay, and then that person sends it and then you don't send it and that, you know, you could be fucking with them. Like,
yeah, well, then we're not talking to those people doing the fucking. But don't... If you're going to send one and you happen to send one, it's always good to have some insurance. And I think if you just say, if they say, give me a nude, and you go, okay, cool, and you've got nothing to protect yourself, or at least if you've got a picture of them, you can think, well, this does mitigate the risk. I've got some leverage if they try and do anything that I don't want them to do.
I suppose. But again, there's always that risk that they won't come through. And like you said, we can't really cover that.
What do you mean
they
won't come through?
Well, that they won't actually send it through to you. Or,
well, then you don't send it till you get it.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, like, if you're the other person... it's hard to explain.
Try.
Like, if... So if you said to me, send me a pic, I want to see you naked, I'm like, okay, well, you send me one first, and then I will. Okay, so you send it to me. What if then I don't send it to you? Or, like, you know, I'm saying the trust has to go both ways. Like, yeah, the person on the other end might be completely trustworthy, have no bad intentions.
It does have to go both ways. What I'm saying is, if you are on the receiving end of the question, and you want, you got no problem sending one, then I don't, it's a good thing to ask. I'm not saying if they ask one, you think, aha, this is an opportunity to get, I'll tell you what, we've just said, women are not in short supply of unsolicited dick pics, so it's not like they're going to go, oh, you send one first, ha ha ha, and now I'm keeping it. No one's going to give a fuck.
Okay.
But, yeah, I think if you think, oh yeah, that'd be quite fun, I'll send him a nude or her a nude, give yourself some insurance and get one back
first. I think guys get a lot more excited about it than girls because, let's face it, like, the male naked body is a little bit funny looking.
Depends who you're looking at. I mean, I'm a fine specimen.
You're fantastic, but even still, a little bit funny. Like, I don't know. The female figure is just more...
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, the female figure. It's because it's got boobs on it.
It's curvy. You know, it's... got these big square things of men, like big square shoulders, square hips, and then dangly bits. It's like, ooh, la la la, I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Not that I'm not attracted to men, I am attracted to men, but naked men look funny.
But so, nudes,
yes,
they're fine, but
be responsible.
Just think about it.
Yeah.
And if you, and sweeping blanket statement, if you are 13, 14, 15...
It's child porn. Don't do it. It's awful.
Well, there is that, isn't there? I think if you're caught in receipt of them, you are technically breaking the law by... I've heard about that. It did surprise me.
Even if you're a child?
Yeah, this what surprised me. Was just technically... You're technically in... I don't think you had a prison fit, but I think it's something the school would say you're in possession of child porn.
Yeah,
and,
even if you... Yeah, okay.
But I was going to say, yes, don't have them, but don't send them at that. Nothing good is going to come from a 13, 14, 15-year-old sending pictures of them.
Be a kid for a little bit longer, my God.
If you're in a relationship long distance or you've met whatever you're comfortable with, and if you're not and it's just a stranger and they're asking, then just think, why do they want it? Does this fit in with my self-respect values and what insurance have I got?
Also, I know a lot of women, and I can understand this, don't like the idea of their image being masturbated over. If you have a problem with
that... But then some do, because there's this whole, like...
I said some women have a problem with it.
But then some do like it, though.
Oh, yeah, I know. That's why I said some, not all. But, you know, there's certain, you know, feminist movements that might find it really derogatory. Not just feminists, and I don't mean to paint any sort of light on feminists being bad.
Prudes.
Or anything like, yeah. What?
Prudes.
Prudes. But, yeah, I think... Don't send it if you've... Because, you know, there's a good chance that's going to happen. A very good chance that your image is going to be masturbated over. If you have a problem with it, don't send it. I mean, guys will masturbate over anything. Even a picture of you in a bathing suit's not safe. Victoria's Secret catalogs are not safe. Like,
well, this was all time before the like.
Well, I was just saying, about something like, about Mary. If a man can imagine, look at something and imagine it dirty, he's gonna wank over it.
Yeah, that's probably fair.
But there's one last thing that we wanted to talk about, and I wanted to mention, and that is, if you're past that, I'm worried what this person's gonna do with my image. Should I trust them? Say you're in a relationship, whether you're long distance or not, you're happy sending nudes to each other, and you do it. Are you protecting them properly, and how to be responsible with that? So first things first, obviously don't have them, you know, like, don't give people your phone to scroll through your photos if you're trying to show them something, to hold your, you know, other things like that. Don't leave your have passwords on all of your electronic items, especially if you live at home, and your parents like to know what you're up to, especially if you're younger, teenager, or older teenager, I mean. So think about that. You know, you do have those photos of that person. It is your responsibility to protect that and to protect their...
Yeah, and I think just remember that once something is online and it's been released, you're not getting control back of that. Like, that's gone. That's in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you see all these...
It's like words that can't be undone.
You see these celebrity hacks and leaked images. They're still there. You know, they can try and get whatever injunction out. It's been saved. It's on fucking 4chan or Reddit or whatever.
Even if it's been taken down, people still have downloaded their screenshots, you know, whatever. Yeah,
you're
like,
not getting it back. So what you put on the internet stays on the internet, and that's going to outlive you. Mm-hmm. And I think potentially we don't always give that situation the gravity that it really requires. Like, yeah. That's not there for a week. It's not just, you know, when we do something like that, you send a message and a picture and you've immediately moved on.
Mm-hmm.
But it's there and it's on someone's servers and it's somewhere and someone's downloaded it and kept it, and yeah, that'll be there when you've died, if the internet's still going. Yeah. So think about that before you send your nipples about.
Yeah, and I mean, I also don't want to scare...
Before you flash the gash.
Ew. I don't want to scaremonger people, but it's also worth bearing in mind, like, that person, like, even if it doesn't get online, if it doesn't get anywhere bad, and, you know, nothing really bad happens with it, that person's still going to have those forever. And, like, you might break up, and they see years from now, it's still in their email folders,
it saved. It might be in their wank bank, even when they've got married and had
Yeah,
kids.
Like, I don't know, I mean, that's something that I never really occurred to me before now, because I never sent, you know, risque photos to anyone but you, and thank God we've ended up married. And, you know, certainly seems like it's going to last forever. They always do, I think, but, you know, we're 7.5 years in and it all still seems pretty good. Do you know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
They're going to have that forever. It's kind of like what they say, like, whoever you sleep with, you're sleeping with everyone they've slept with. I don't know. So that's just something to bear in mind. And, you know, again, like, not telling you guys not to do it, but just, it's a much bigger deal than I sometimes think we acknowledge it to be, because it is such a big part of life. You can send a picture so quickly. You know, my best friend sent me a picture of her drunk as fuck eating a massive burrito, looking awful. It is in my phone, and I will never delete that. She probably hates that I have it, and, you know, that's much less dangerous, but people keep things, you know, that they like, and they're gonna like naked photos. Every year that comes up in my time hop, and I piss myself laughing and send it to her. But same thing, if they've got it saved on their phone, it's gonna come up in their time hop, and what if someone sees it? You know, I just...
Yeah.
It's just blown my mind a little bit that it's they're going to have that. And it's not like when you break up and you say, oh, I want, you know, my sweatshirt that I left at your house. I want my DVDs back, whatever. You can't say, open your computer and show me that you're deleted. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's theirs.
Mm-hmm.
And a picture's worth 1,000 words.
Yeah.
So, yeah, again, I feel like we're kind of scaring the shit out of everyone and making it all sound really, really dangerous.
Like, nudes are great, you know, and maybe they haven't got to just be purely naked. You can wear suggestive clothing, you can take sexy pictures, but just think about it. Be mindful of what can happen.
Yeah, and I mean, like you said, they can be great, and when you, especially if you're in a trusted long-distance relationship and you really miss each other, you know, they can really keep spice alive, you know, when you're apart, and, you know, it's part of the countdown, sending a sexy photo to your partner saying only 10 more days so you can be
So you can suck on this.
So you get this, you can touch this, and we can be together. You know, like, it's amazing, and it makes you feel close when you're far apart. So I don't want it to seem like we're just, even though we've said we're pro it, it probably sounds like we're very, sound like scolding parents. But, you know, we just want everyone to be careful. We don't want anyone to get hurt or exposed for anything. Your parents finding things out, that'd be god-awful. But they're really great, and it's lovely to see the person you love
naked,
looking good and sexy, and you can, even if you don't have that image with you all the time, you've got it in your mind, and that's sexy, and it's teasing and tantalizing, but you just got to make sure it's safe and be smart. Use your common sense about it. Don't fall prey to people sweet talking you that you don't really know, trying to get your pictures and stuff like that. You know, protect yourself in the same way you would in a situation where a man comes up to you in a bar, and, you know, a woman should practice caution and not go off with him.
Well, this is the funny thing, you know, if someone came up to you in a bar and said,
"Let me see naked."
Yeah, you wouldn't go, okay.
Yeah.
You know, why is it any different in picture? When, at least if they saw you naked in the bar, as soon as you put your clothes back on, they're never seeing it again.
It's over.
You know, yeah. So it's a funny difference, I guess.
Yeah, it is. I know, maybe we are a little bit prudish. You know, a lot of this stuff has started taking off since we've been married, boring couple. But
I think that the thing with it is when they're in a bar, you see that that's a person, and then you think, oh no, I don't want that. But when it's just you with your phone, you get a message. Like, it's hard to keep that person detached, because they're not there. It's just you with your phone, and that could be anyone, you know what I mean? And it's easy to think, oh yeah, I'll just take a picture, because they're so commonplace. You're not seeing the stranger, you're not seeing the sort of leering person that you would in a bar or whatever.
Mm. The other worry is that, what if, like, you know, okay, so even if they don't do anything bad with your photo, what if they're a bit of a jerk and they're just talking shit about the way you look once they get it and open it? Like, they could just, you know, like, that's mean. Everyone's insecure about their bodies, even if they're at the perfect weight and, you know, perfect everything. You know, everyone has insecurities, and someone could come back and, I mean, I remember being online and just sending, you know, like, pictures of just my face, you know, and someone, like, said something about my weight, and I said, "What are you smoking?" And they're like, "Well, you must be smoking meatloaf," like, saying I was really fat, and it was really mean, and I wasn't.
I don't think there's many calories in smoking meatloaf.
Meatloaf.
Yeah.
Well, they just were being mean. So, yeah, and that was just a picture, you know, fully clothed, my face. I wouldn't have dreamt of doing anything other than that, and, you know, people can be dicks, is basically what I'm saying.
They can, indeed.
Yeah.
So should we wrap it up there?
Yeah, I think so. If you have any questions or you're concerned, you have a specific scenario where you want to know about,
if you want to send us nudes for review, like,
welcome to. Don't be that guy. Oh, I hate you sometimes. Go back to your jelly beans.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.